Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, time now for the watch list, our weekly look at the film and TV coming up in the week ahead. We're joined today by freelance culture journalist Zara Hederman and film correspondent for the Irish Times, Donald Clark. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Will we start with TV? Zara, a lot of chatter about No Matter What, the Boys' Own documentary, which is dropping today on Sky and Now TV.
Yeah, highly anticipated. I really enjoyed this three-part look at Boyzone's career from 1993 to the audition to the Late Late Show appearance. All surviving members are interviewed, and it must be said they are not holding back on their thoughts, their experiences, especially the ruthlessness of being in a boy band and the ways that Louis Walsh, who's also interviewed, who admittedly comes across as such a villain in this and talks
Why,
about...
What did he do to them?
Well, he basically fired Richard Rock and Mark Walton at the start as a kind of thing to show them how replaceable they were. So Ronan Keating says that he was terrified and that made him work extra hard. And Louis says that he did this to give a hunger to them. Then we get the tabloid journalists who were working at the time. And how, like, there was a relationship with Louis Walsh there where he would feed them stories, fake stories quite a lot of the time, just to get press. And you see the effects that that has had on each of the members, especially Mikey Graham, who has said at this in this documentary that he hasn't spoken to them in 5 years since their 2019 tour.
Okay.
But the rest of the lads get together, they share a pint and it's all kind of rosy with them. But you can see how Michael Graham is really really traumatised by his experience with him.
Okay.
And wants to stay away. Excellent, excellent watch.
Right, so as, that's No Matter What. As we're learning more and more, Donald, show business can be hard. Donald, we're very excited about Amanda Land, the Motherland spin-off. It's starting on Wednesday at 9 on BBC One.
I think Motherland is, if I'm allowing me some hyperbole, is maybe the best British sitcom of the current century.
Really, yeah.
Well, that and Peep Show, I think.
Okay.
I named two very different things. I put that and Peep Show as my two favourites. Up there with Cannon, up there with Dad's Army and Fawlty Towers and all those classic shows, in that it has clearly drawn characters that are creations of both the writers and the actors, and it's brilliantly cast and all those things. And it was never quite cancelled, but it kind of drifted away, and it seemed like after three series we weren't going to get another one. And I cornered Sharon Horgan, one of the creators at the IFTAs last year, and kind of like yelled at her in a good-natured fashion, where the hell is Motherland gone? And she said, you know, watch the sky, something will be happening soon. And we've got a spin-off now with Lucy Punch as the overpowering, insensitive, tyrannical
who
Amanda.
Who is a brilliant
character. Also, her mother, played by Joanna Lumley, is also in the new series. And Joanna Lumley, I think, is somebody who is something taken for granted, I think, sometimes. And she's so good in this poisonous mother who kind of gives you some clue as to how Amanda turned up the way she did. I forgive them taking the traditional spin-off route, which is that you take the characters that you're keeping and move them somewhere else so that no one can ask the question, where's everyone else gone?
Yeah. Because
they've kind of, whereas, you know, Fraser famously moved from Boston to Seattle. In this case, they've moved only a few short miles from Chiswick to a less fashionable part of West London, where obviously Amanda's fallen on slightly hard times and has to make do. And Philippa Dunn is back as Anne, who's terrific as the kind of the mousy Anne, who I always suspect Motherland is actually smarter than any of the rest of them. So quite Irish as well. Also got Siobhan McSweeney in it. It's on Wednesday and I can't wait.
Super. That's Amanda Land, BBC One, Wednesday. Zara, really briefly, Miss Austin is on BBC Two tonight at 9:05. So this is their big Sunday night show.
The period drama is back. So it's based on Jill Hornby's best-selling novel of the same title. And it starts in 1830. And it's basically surrounding Jane Austen's sisters, Cassandra and Mary, who are looking to find Jane Austen's letters and diaries to destroy them in a way to kind of keep Jane Austen's privacy and reputation out of, you know, public speculation. There's an Irish interest as well. Aisling Walsh directed it. She previously did Song for Raggy Boy, Maudie. You have Rose Leslie, Phyllis Logan of Game of Thrones and Downton Abbey.
Is it fun as such, or is it...
I haven't seen the first episode, but it looks like, you know, your classic kind of Downton Abbey, your period drama,
okay.
And there's the literary element too.
So people who are going to like that know they like it. That's Miss Austen, BBC One tonight at 9:05. Donald, you're recommending that people catch up with Brian and Maggie on the Channel 4 player. Just really briefly tell us about it.
I do. This is, which was on broadcast television last week. It's now on, you say, Channel 4 player. Mrs. Thatcher acting, always a treat. We've seen Andrea Riseborough do it. We've seen Leslie Manville. And look at Harriet Walter doing it in a very, it's a very inside baseball story of the speech that helped bring her down in 1989 with her and Brian Walden, maybe a largely forgotten figure played here by Steve Coogan. And I think it's very interesting, the story in which Walden was in fact a Labour MP until he left Parliament in the late 70s, early 80s, and then became a stalwart of London Weekend Television, one of the great interviewers of that period. And an interesting clash of performances as well, apart from anything else. Harriet Walter doing, not really doing an impersonation of Thatcher, which I think is a good thing. We've seen enough of that, thank you very much. Whereas Coogan, of course, is doing an impersonation of Brian Walden, because that's what he does, and brilliantly. But, like, you know, who knows how Brian Walden sounds
now? I saw someone suggest
they
should have got Steve Coogan to play Margaret Thatcher.
Yes. But I really liked it. Two episodes. You can watch it in one night, comfortably. Okay. That's on Channel 4 Player.
Excellent. That's Brian and Maggie on the Channel 4 Player. Zara, cinema now. Companion is in cinemas nationwide. No, the ads and the trailer look great. Like, but does the film measure up?
I was kind of treated because I didn't see the trailer. So I went into this not knowing what the premise of this is, or even that the main character, Iris, is not who or what she seems. So it's a sci-fi thriller. She is basically a robot companion that is made for people to have a relationship with, if you will. Things go a bit awry when they go to a fancy lake house. There's murder, there's mystery, there's $12 million on the line. It's fine. It reminded me of one of those films that, you know, when you're in school and you go with your friends to the cinema after on a Friday, it's that kind of, you just go for the hell of it, for the sake of it.
Okay.
Wait for streaming.
I do like an AI gone bad kind of film. So that's Companion in cinemas nationwide. No. Donald, in selected cinemas, Blue Road is a new documentary about the great Edna O'Brien. Does it capture her magnificent arc and the you know, context of everything and all that?
I think it absolutely does. That I really like this. I mean, there is obviously a lot here about the work, about the novels, and they've got a pretty starry cast of writers to flesh that out, including Anne Enright, who's her usual wry self in talking about these things. But I think it's actually more interesting about life than it is about the books. And there's kind of two strands there which really stand out. One is what's happening here. I mean, it's another documentary, another film about how ghastly Ireland could be if you were a woman in the 60s and 70s. And the misogyny dragged up about her is quite astonishing. There's an astonishing incident about her family flying to the Isle of Man to drag her away from Ernest Gebler, who later became her husband, who she'd, you know, run away with. She'd grown woman at this point, and the kind of thing that seems almost inconceivable now. If you put in a fiction film, people would say that would never happen. Mm. You know, things weren't that bad. But also, on a happier note, that notion when she became the kind of literary celebrity you just don't get anymore in London in the 1960s and 1970s. And I can remember, you're not quite old enough to remember, that in the Sunday supplements of the 70s, she was an absolute mainstay.
She was cool.
Which
a lot of writers
are. She was surrounded by celebrities, and she was always there standing on the balcony of her house in West London looking glamorous, at the same time as being an intellectual of some significance. But I think, you know, that's a very kind of cheering part of the film to watch. But very well put together. Good readings of the diary by Jesse Butley, which is, say, not doing an Edna O'Brien impersonation, which I think is quite right.
Thank God. They should got Steve Coogan. Blue Road, selected cinemas nationwide. Now, Zara, to finish up, something that people can watch on their Prime Video, so they don't even need to go to the cinema. Will Ferrell, Reese Witherspoon, it's there on the TV. You're cordially invited. Probably watchable enough, isn't it?
It's kind of perfect, for exactly what. Like, would you like to see Will Ferrell wrestle an alligator? Absolutely. Basically, it's two people have booked out the same wedding venue. Will Ferrell for his daughter, Reese Witherspoon for her sister. And things go a bit messy when they're trying to one-up one another, sabotage each other's weddings. But there's a bit of romance for the two at the end because they're both very lonely characters. Will Ferrell is just typically brilliant in this. Like,
he can,
I love
be
him.
Amazing,
yeah, and he's a very overly devoted father in this. It's brilliant.
Okay, you're cordially invited, and that's on Prime now. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Zara Hederman and Donald Clark, and that's